Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Friday. Fun Friday here on the show. And you know what that means. It's Fun Friday. So it's going to be your opportunity to get your voice heard after we go through all of this news today. There's not a ton of it, but there's stuff to talk about. So we're going to get into it. And then, as noted, you get to tell us what you think. So, text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Text me anything you want. F4WOnline at gmail.com. If you are paying some exorbitant fee to text, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter /X. And we'll throw out the phone number later if we end up opening those phone lines. But tonight is SmackDown, and we've got a lot of stuff advertised for the show. Also got Rampage tonight. There's definitely stuff advertised for that show. And then we'll talk about all of the news, including Tony Khan, kind of talking about a new TV rights deal. SmackDown may be going to 3 hours. Horrific news. We've also got updates on Swerve Strickland, when he'll be back, and Miro, when he may not be back. And the Dynamite ratings, Cash Wheeler talks about how he almost retired after the firearm allegations against him. I believe it was last year, a little over a year ago. So we'll tell you all of that and then take your feedback. So once again, the text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Get those text messages in. Let's get this show on the road. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi, Observer Live. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see totalwireless.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Fun Friday here on the show. We're always having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you see my shirt?
No, what you got? What's that? Oh, for heaven's sake.
The Chehalis flying. I got it free with my VIP package because I'm a very important person.
I was going to say, unlike you. With that too. Yeah.
Did you guys listen to After Dark last night? It's back.
It is.
It's all right. I talked nonstop for an hour and 18 minutes. I've had better shows. But it was fun. And we'll have guests starting next week. So check it out. If you're a subscriber on any of the platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. It's all up there. It's old school, brother. Check it out. See if you like it. If you don't listen to it anymore. If you do like it, keep listening. Go back in the archives, listen to old shows. Listen to Carl Stern's After Dark. There's a lot of stuff people have not discovered.
I love just beating you senseless when you deserve it, but I listened to Art Bell. Not a lot, but I did listen to Art Bell. I listened to George Norrie. I listened to the guy that would be on weekends when George Norrie would be gone.
There were a lot of those guys.
And let me tell you, most of those guys were terrible. In fact, almost all of those guys were terrible, and George Norrie was not great. And Art Bell was the master at that particular format and genre.
Yes, he was.
And you, believe it or not, you and Carl, because Carl should not be forgotten about in this either, but obviously you did a bulk of those shows. You guys were really the spiritual successor to what Art Bell really was about.
Wow. Well, I'll take that. But I'm not as good as Art Bell. I've actually gone back and I've been listening to old Art Bell shows, and oh my God, this guy.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know
Art
Bell.
He was something else.
There was only one Art Bell. There's only one Art Bell, one Larry King. There are guys who were, again, especially overnights, it took a special animal, and Larry King had his particular version and his type of show, and then it was completely different listening to Art Bell, and there was truly, truly nothing like it.
Well, you know, I'd be the king overnight if my kids didn't wake up at 7 a.m. Maybe in 13 years, I'll be the king of overnight then.
The old.
But for now, I'd be the king of afternoon. And
drive time, Brian Alvarez.
I always, you know, every now and then people are like, man, Brian was in a bad mood on that Observer show on Wednesday. Why was he in such a bad... Well, maybe because the show started recording at 12:50 a.m. after Dave had been tweeting when he claimed he was getting ready.
What, did an egg get to him?
I woke up at 7 a.m. and started a show at 12:45 a.m. What do you expect? What do you want out of me? What do you think I am?
You know,
I should be. You know what I should be? I should be flattered that people think this bloke can get up at 7 a.m., do his entire day, walk 10,000 steps on a broken leg, no matter what, and then at 12:45 a.m. start a show and get through it. He should be able to do that no problem. Well, I appreciate it, everybody, but I'm human and I can't.
I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. None.
Get out
because
of here.
When I was working overnight, I would be working overnight. I had a small child that I had to take care of as well. And you would just whine and complain and kvetch. And again, I'm being as careful as I can possibly
be.
Yeah,
you better.
And you would whine and just completely lace me on the air if I wanted to take a day off or if
I don't remember this at all.
Because I got 2 hours of sleep that day. So no.
No, what it was, Mike, I was concerned that you were dead. Because half the time we do a show and you just wouldn't show up. I thought you were dead.
You didn't care.
I would text you every time. Are you alive? Every time I would text. Are you alive?
Yes. And what would you be really then most upset about after finding out if I was alive that you had to go ahead and talk for an hour if you can't do that?
That's why I can do this.
You could talk for 90
minutes.
Wait,
thank you for no showing the show so many times. I became an expert on doing it alone on no notice.
Absolutely. You got to sharpen that skill there. That's what you're doing to me now here in the last
Nonsense.
Couple of weeks.
Nonsense. With AEW head Tony Khan, well, he will not
Fun
confirm.
Friday.
A new TV rights deal with WBD has been struck. He isn't shying away from confirming. He will confirm that they have a long-term future, but he won't confirm that they signed a new deal. Okay, brother, I got it. He did an extended interview with Busted Open, asked about the future, was asked about the reporting by the Puck's John Orand about the $170 million annually. It could be announced as early as next week. He says, I know they have been reporting things that are very interesting. There are a lot of... I love reading Tony Khan. You know what I should do? It is Fun Friday. I haven't done this in a while. Hold on a second.
Yes?
Yeah, we're going to make this fun. So I'm going to take this.
Oh, no. Don't do the old-timey mic.
Not the old-timey mic.
Okay, good.
The old-timey mic is used for different things. This is better. Okay, because this is a Tony Khan statement. So I'm going to take this, and I'm going to have it read by Google Translate.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to do... can I do English to English? How does this work? I forget how I used to do this. This was how we used to do the spoilers for Rampage, remember?
Yes.
Because people didn't want me to reveal who won on Rampage by the way that I read the matches out. Because that was the real problem. Okay. Let's see if I can do this. Fun Friday, everybody. We got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I have been reporting things that are very interesting. There are a lot of reports and rumors. I have not confirmed and Warner Brothers has not confirmed anything officially. I think we have a really exciting future there. I can say with 100% certainty, AEW and TBS and TNT are here to stay for a long time.
So you can say that with 100% certainty.
100.
But you can't say that the deal has been signed.
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
anyway, the deal is signed. That was Shibata. Yeah, that was Shibata. Should have announced that. So anyway, they're staying, and we'll find out more soon enough.
I like how we can always We can always say Shibata is going to be on the program, and we wouldn't be lying if we just ran through and had that every single time, because it wouldn't be a lie exactly. People wouldn't really know if he was here or not.
WWE's made a few announcements for tonight's SmackDown. So at Bad Blood, Cody and Roman will team up against The Bloodline, which is Solo and Jacob Fatu, which I'm still quite surprised by. WWE has announced an angle with Rhodes and Reigns was filmed at Georgia Tech University. It says here that Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns met up at Georgia Tech last night, Reigns' alma mater in the heart of Rhodes' hometown of Atlanta. This will also be the site of their epic tag team showdown against Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu at Bad Blood. SmackDown cameras were on hand to capture the intense conversation between two of the biggest stars. Two of the biggest stars? They are the two biggest stars. That's actually one of the rare times WWE has downplayed something. Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns are two of the biggest stars. Find out
one
what
of the
unlikely
things that Rock got in his big contract when he came back.
I guess
he got
so,
all those
yeah.
Special things.
Even if he's not
too.
There, he's the biggest star.
Yeah.
Find out what the unlikely tandem have to say to each other ahead of their battle against the Bloodline when their epic meeting is shown in its entirety tonight. 8/7 Central on SmackDown.
Roman, what do you want to talk about?
I hope it starts like that. That would be awesome.
I hope it doesn't.
You know, I disagreed with Dave because I was talking about how, why don't we, you know, this is the first time ever that Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, two of the biggest stars in WWE,
yes,
will be teaming up together. So why don't they just face the Tongans? Because Cody and Roman against anybody is going to do gigantic business. So why, you know, they've been very careful about keeping Jacob Fatu away from Roman Reigns particularly. Like, why are we starting with it? And he goes, it's just a match. I was like, just a match?
This is maybe.
Cody and Roman teaming for the first time ever. That's big. Why waste a big match on that?
The answer's in the middle. We'll try it out. We'll see them in the ring with each other. They'll get familiar, as if they're not, but they'll get familiar. We'll get a chance. We'll get a taste of it. And then the Tongans will run in and ruin it. And then that will lead to, you know, Survivor Series. And then from there, you know, we're going to get what we're going to get. So I'm actually okay with it because, again, it should be just enough of a taste when, again, you got so much stuff that could happen with this story here until the end of the year.
I've got something to say when we come back regarding this match. Then we'll get into the SmackDown review and have more fun here on Fun Friday, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My God.
What's up?
If you listened to the Brian Avini show yesterday, somebody on the board has in fact found a picture of a rainbow Tesla truck.
No.
God. It's Hanalei's birthday yesterday. If anybody has any cash you want to, maybe I should do a GoFundMe.
Was that on its way to follow the University of Cal football team who was taking its woke agenda across the new ACC conference that they're in and trolling everybody?
I have no idea what you're talking about. All I know is both of my children, for some reason, find the Tesla truck to be, like, they've used the word, so beautiful.
Really?
What are you talking about?
They're into angular things,
I guess? It's a freaking square piece of metal on wheels. You couldn't have an uglier vehicle. And then Hanalei's big thing was, when I grow up, I'm going to get a Tesla truck, and I'm going to paint it rainbow. I was like, good luck with that, kid. Go to school. And golly, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
That monstrosity there.
See, look at you.
Just
always shooting down dreams and somebody else coming through
it's
to give the inspiration.
Shooting down a dream. It's stupid looking. God, Tesla truck. It's like a normal Tesla. They designed them to like look like a normal car. It's like, but the truck is like, this is what the giant block of metal looks like before you make a car out of it. Now, let's just not worry about that stuff. Just take the big block of metal and put that thing in it and just, like, drive it off the lot. People will buy it for $100,000.
Wouldn't you think a big feature of designing this thing was we want people to go, hey, look at that. And it accomplished its goal, did it not? It's like the DeLorean. When it had the doors that would come up like this, it's like, well, where are you going to park? Where are you going to
park? Yeah, you know, another way to accomplish that goal of being
doors?
Is get a really old car that sucks and let it just like totally fall apart and rust and have the thing fall. People will recognize that car too. They'll be like, wow, look at that thing. Yeah, it's a lot cheaper than paying $100,000 for a Tesla truck.
Remember the Pinto?
You're paying $100,000. This bloke won't even paint it. Think about that. I'm going to give it to you unpainted. And it's going to have all sharp edges on it. It's like you trip in the supermarket and you fall in your normal car, it's fine. You trip in the supermarket, you fall into that thing, you're going to be sliced in two. Anyway, my point that I wanted to make was, you know, this Bloodline match. You realize they did something like this before? It's 2011.
What the hell kind of transition is that? I take back everything I said about
No, because I was talking about this before the break, but I got distracted during the break and had to mention the Tesla truck. So, in 2011... they had an epic Mega Powers team up of John Cena and The Rock. We're going to be a tag team. And they were going to fight in a main event at Survivor Series, a big pay-per-view. Back when you actually had to pay big money for a pay-per-view, okay? So, did they find the hottest team in WWE to team up against? Did they find two other massive stars? No. It didn't freaking matter who the opponents were. People were paying to see The Rock and John Cena team up. So they faced The Miz and Truth. Remember that? The
Yes.
Miz and Truth. And they did great business. Because it doesn't matter who the opponents are. So the point is, the first time that Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns team up, it should be against the Tongans. You beat those two blokes. The other two guys run in. Beat up, and then we got another matchup coming. Or that sets up War Games. So anyway.
Let me ask you a question here.
Go for it.
Fun Friday, and I don't want to bring you down if this is going to be something that does
You can't bring me down today.
Randy Orton and Javon Evans. How high are your hopes?
Oh, extremely low.
Wait. Why? Why? Don't you remember Randy Orton and Evan Bourne? Don't you remember Randy Orton and Kofi Kingston? That actually did something for those guys. And as you say
actually,
about AEW...
Actually, hold on a second. Hold
as
on.
You say,
say those
about
names
AEW,
again. Say those names again.
Evan Bourne had a memorable match with
Okay,
Randy
and how did he end up in the end?
He ended up doing
nowhere.
Shooting star press.
Absolutely nowhere.
What do you say about AEW all the time? You got to do something with the guys, right?
And that...
It wasn't Chris Jericho's fault that Action Andretti didn't get over. It was Tony Khan's, right?
Well,
it was not
that
Randy Orton's fault if these guys don't get over.
I know.
The same thing comes here with Javon Evans. This match, I guarantee you, I almost guarantee you, no, I do guarantee you, is going to be really, really good. And Javon Evans is going to look great. And Orton's going to make him look fantastic. And he's going to do something spectacular at the end that will get him that spinning tornado into an RKO. And people are going to lose their minds. And he's going to be better off for it. Now, what they do from there, I guess that's to be determined. But the match itself, I bet, is going to be good.
I don't expect the match to be bad. I don't know what they're going to do in that match. But I know he's going to be RKO'd doing something bouncy. I know that's going to happen. And then if he's in the mid-card, not getting an entrance on television, teaming with Cedric Alexander the next week, well, brother, what did you accomplish? You know how long it took Kofi to actually get over after that Randy Orton? That match was like in 2008.
Well,
and he was just another tag team guy after. It was a great match and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's what
it's not
I'm
like all of a sudden he was
on.
Going for the world title.
But it's Fun Friday, and you got to think of the positives. It's about putting a positive spin on it.
Now, the problem is, if I think of the positives, I'm going to think Javon should pin Randy Orton, like he probably should have pinned, what's his name, if he hadn't been champion. But he didn't, and he won't. Now, the rest of SmackDown tonight has LA Knight versus Andrade, Bayley and Naomi versus Nia and Tiffany, footage of the Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Georgia Tech angle, and Apollo Crews faces Giovanni Vinci.
Now, I'm not happy about that one.
Miro has asked for his release.
Well, we found him.
Give it to him.
Let's go.
You know what? If I were Miro, it's like, why bother, dude? You know how much money that guy's making to just do nothing in another country? Just take your money, dude.
Hope they
add time.
I hope they don't. Just cut ties, be done with it. Let it go and let it be that. Now we can stop asking, where's Miro? We can go back to asking, where's Keith Lee?
Well, Keith Lee was injured, so it's possible he's not going to be
where is he?
Well, he's injured, so he's at his house in Texas.
How
you want me to get the address
he?
For you or what?
But I thought Britt Baker was injured, but she wasn't injured. She just wasn't being used.
Well, she's also
it.
Not
so
being
Keith
used
Lee?
Now. Nor is Daniel
Lee
Garcia. Nor are, like, Tony Storm. Nor is Mercedes Moné. Nor is, I could go on and on.
So you're saying Keith Lee is healthy?
No, he's injured.
Okay.
He's actually injured. He had knee surgery. It wasn't that long ago, so I'm sure it's going to be a while.
Okay.
Dynamite, 687,000 viewers, 0.22. No major sports competition, so this looks like it's going to be, this is like that the number of people that are watching on a non-competition week. And, no competition this week, but year over year, down 30% and down 39% in 18 to 49. So they've had a real big decline over the last year in viewership. But, still doing well on the cable rankings. Although, like I said a few days ago, all right, you got your new deal now, okay? So to me, that's all well and good that you're doing well on the cable rankings, but it doesn't freaking matter for 3 more years. Now it should be about how can we get more human beings, eyeballs, actually watching this show? And they need to do that. 18 to 49 is important in a contract year. And I'm sure it's important. It's nice to be number one on cable or number three or whatever. But where are all the viewers at? Let's get them back. Now we should shoot for that million. Then in 3 years, we can go back to 18 to 49 again. Just like WWE. This is like the most amazing story. When they were just dying. Like double-digit declines year over year. It was absolutely horrible. It was like, this place is collapsing. And then all of a sudden, it was contract year, and everything went up year over year. And then they got like a really good deal. It's like, how did they do that? How did they do that?
It's like athletes.
The exact opposite has happened with Dynamite. It's a contract year, and they're down double digits year over year.
You know what WWE had for years and years and years, too, was that relationship with NBC. It was so incredibly strong, and I'm brain locking on the executive's name right now for God knows what reason, but it was such a incredible partnership, and when she grew to be president of NBC.
You're talking about Bonnie Hammer?
Bonnie Hammer.
Thank you.
There has been no greater friend in the history of pro wrestling to a promotion as Bonnie Hammer was. And obviously, Tony Khan wants that with David Zaslav, although David Zaslav's in a much more precarious position because he's got much more power than Bonnie Hammer ever had. But with that said, with Bonnie Hammer being a cog in the machine and an important one for NBC Universal, there was no shot she was going to go anywhere other by her, you know, than her own devices of wanting to leave. With Zaslav, that could change if things go down and things go poorly. And he's already looked at as a guy who maybe some stockholders love him, but a lot of people absolutely hate him and are praying for his demise and are waiting for it to happen to jump at him. So Tony Khan trying to expand out and getting more programming, and they don't need it. Believe me, they don't need it. But him trying to actually reach out to other partners is probably one of the smarter things he could be doing right now. And I still think if there was any truth to the rumor that something could have been done with he and the CW, that they absolutely blew that with what CW wants to seemingly accomplish with their network.
All right, if you want to give us a call, I'm opening up the phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Once again, that's 1-800-878-PLAY. If you have a phone that doesn't have the numbers because you're like in 2024, 1-800-878-7529. Putting Dom to work. Back in a minute, Observer Live.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. All right, well, it's Fun Friday, so you can text us or give us a call. Text message line 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. And you can give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Ben here says, I'm a long-time listener from the UK, first-time texter. Sent an email, because I don't know if it works from the UK. In your opinion, when did AEW start losing momentum? For me, it's when Tony bought ROH, which saturated the roster and the belts. I know everyone likes to blame Ring of Honor, but I don't think it was Ring of Honor. There are two things that I think really started all of this. And the first one was Brawl Out. And, you know, for people that knew what was going on inside, I think Brawl Out really disillusioned them in a lot of ways. And for people that maybe didn't know what was going on, you had a situation where a bunch of people just vanished. Punk vanished. Young Bucks vanished. Kenny Omega vanished. We were never told anything as viewers. So there was that. There was the other big issue, and I don't know what day this is, okay? I can't tell you what day this happened, but I do know that there was a day where Tony Khan started telling people, there's no such thing as long-term booking anymore, it's week to week. And when I heard that, I was like, what? He didn't really say that. But if you watch the shows, that's what happened. I think those two were big, and I think obviously the biggest issue was it Vince got ousted. Triple H took over. Did a significantly better job. The show stopped sucking. And a lot of people that have been disillusioned by WWE and chose AEW for reasons, some of the reasons I mentioned, and everyone has their own individual reasons, they decided to start watching WWE again. So those are the three things that I think have been the biggest issues.
I think the biggest thing was just the crossroads of literally a crossroads, too, because it was Cody Rhodes going out as CM Punk was coming in, but Vince going out at a time where AEW was quite messy. And a lot of the negatives that a lot of people were complaining about ended up being on display. There were not a whole lot of likable figures, even though people rallied behind one side or the other. For a lot of people that were in the middle, everybody came across as incredibly unlikable. And when things aren't humming for you from a creative point of view, it turned a lot of people off. And at the flip, Vince McMahon was gone. And that was what a lot of people wanted, at least the first time around. And Vince was going to go away, and people were hoping the old regime would go. And ultimately, they did end up going. Had to go through a lot of strife to get to that point. But at the end of the day, I think there were a lot of people that stuck in with AEW after a couple of years because they wanted something different and then realized they don't want anything different. They're going to watch one thing, and that thing is going to be WWE, that they treat like, I've said this before, like UFC, like the NFL, like Kleenex. You know, when people say, here's a tissue, that's what they think of. And that's exactly the way it is with WWE and a lot of wrestling fans.
This person here says, what will happen to WOW when NXT premieres on the CW October 1st? And there's another channel or streaming service I can watch WOW on. I don't think WOW's going anywhere. No, I don't think WWE has an exclusive. Exclusives were things that Vince demanded back in the day. And Vince is gone. And after the whole deal with MLW and, you know, UFC, the UFC lawsuit, and, I mean, they ain't asking for, they don't care if WOW's on that CW. They may care, but they ain't doing anything about it. It'll continue to air.
NWA Power is going to remain on the app. You know, that's going to be on the CW app still. And, you know, with WoW, I think it's just a matter of how long Genie Bus wants to go ahead and produce the thing and pay for it and get it out there, because for CW, it's just really easy, cheap programming that they can smack on really at any time.
This person says, I hope Miro's back problem gets fixed. I heard he can't lie down for longer than 2 seconds. Well, that is one of the big problems. When you refuse to do jobs, when it doesn't work for you, brother, how do you book a guy? So Tony's solution was just don't book him, as opposed to saying, brother, do the job or you're in breach of contract. And I guess he didn't want to risk.
I don't know. Do you want to waste the legal resources on that one?
This person here says, Rusev Day return? Well, I'm sure Rusev wants that. Question is whether WWE wants that. I think they got plenty of big stars. Yeah. Maybe they take him back. Maybe they wouldn't.
Yeah, they could. I mean, hey, one shot at the Royal Rumble even, you know, if he wants to wait that long. And you can try to do something that way.
Oh, boy.
Got Carlito in, right? Isn't that how he came back?
This person said, would the Dynamite ratings be better if they did not have an overrun? Are we getting into this again? It's actually a complicated question. I'll keep it simple, okay? Somebody went back and they sent Dave and I all of the overrun numbers from the past year or so. And the overrun on Dynamite regularly loses viewers, and the overrun at NXT regularly gains viewers. And so Dave, and he actually did it on the board the other day as well. He said, Dynamite only loses viewership in the overrun 25% of the time. And I was like, what are you talking about? You got the same email I did, 25%? Then I figured out that he is concentrating on 18 to 49. He's not looking at the entire viewership. Now, the issue with the overrun is not exclusive to people 18 to 49. Like, it affects me now, but when I turn 50, it's still going to affect me.
That's why his argument was ridiculous.
You have to look at the entire viewership. What does the entire viewership do at 10 o'clock? On NXT, it always goes up. Virtually every single time it goes up. And on Dynamite, that includes this week as well, virtually every single time it goes down. Now, it could be, I'd have to go back because I wasn't looking at the overrun, but it's possible that 75% of the time the overrun does go up, okay? So the answer to this is, if the overrun goes up in 18 to 49, and the overrun goes down in total viewership, then the answer to your question is, the overrun helps in 18 to 49, and it hurts in total viewership. Now, given this was a contract year, and the 18 to 49 is the most important number, then, well, that's good for AEW. But it is running off total viewers every single week because the show cuts off for them. It should be remedied.
The whole
but they
point
won't.
Of the overrun was to get a little advantage on the other guy and go over into the top of the hour and spike something at the end and then often get your highest rating of the night and bring up the rest of the night's rating. And Dave is right. Yes, it was 18 to 49. I can't believe it took you that long to figure that that's what he was talking about. But your point not only remains, but also oftentimes when you look at that number ticking up, the 18 to 49 number has varied throughout the night, and it's actually, even though it's going up, it's not like it's going up from such a high point. It's not like it's the highest point of the 18 to 49 portion of the night. So it's like, again, when you lose so many viewers throughout the night, but then you can go, okay, we went up a little bit. Again, you go up 2,000 viewers, great. Well, if you've lost 20,000 throughout the night in that same demo, who cares that you went up in the overrun? So, I don't know. It's one of those things where everybody's got an excuse as to why it matters or why it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day is they're at one of their lowest points that they've ever been at. In fact, at the lowest point they've ever been at for a lot of all three of their shows. Now, let me also transition into saying this. The idea of SmackDown being 3 hours absolutely hurts my feelings, because that could lead to Raw, Dynamite, and SmackDown all being 3 hours. And if that happens, I'm not watching anything else of any of these other shows.
Well, I will say that Dave in The Observer noted that at this point, nothing is certain in terms of how long the shows are going to be come January. So I'm not going to worry about it right now. And you know, the other thing is, honestly, like, I don't like SmackDown at 3 hours, but it doesn't bother me.
That it stinks.
It doesn't bother me. I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, because WWE
forward button.
WWE has more sponsors than AEW does. Okay, so as a result, WWE commercial breaks are longer. A WWE commercial break is about 4 minutes long. An AEW commercial break is about 3 minutes long, okay? On top of that, AEW does not like doing replays, video packages, recaps. WWE loves to do that, all right? So, if I skip all of the replays of what I've already seen, and I skip all of the commercials, I can watch a three-hour WWE show in 90 minutes. Now, because of the way that AEW has their commercials and their lack of video packages, it takes me 90 minutes to watch Dynamite. So, I mean, it's cool if the show is 2 hours because I can get an entire SmackDown watch in an hour and miss nothing because it's 2 hours.
Well,
but I can survive 90 minutes of SmackDown and 90 minutes of Raw. I prefer it was 2 hours, but I can handle it.
Big advantage that WWE has over AEW, and AEW cannot do what WWE does, which is essentially, even though they have their cable partners, essentially give away their show through clips on YouTube on their website, WWE.com. That's if you just watch WWE.com's highlights of what took place on Raw and SmackDown and NXT, maybe it's combined even when they include full matches, like a half hour long, like, you can get away with doing that, keep up, and have no problems. AEW is not exactly in that position because they really need you to tune in, but let's say they get rid of Rampage and they make Dynamite a three-hour show, they ought to consider really trying to figure out a way to kind of blend the difference in there, because there are going to be a lot of people that miss Collision or aren't going to watch three straight hours of Dynamite, so how can you fill them in? I think they need to do a better job trying to do that.
Bert says, I love it when the guys have entrances and they have a commercial break and the wrestler has to hang out in the ring and do nothing for 5 minutes. Listen, I don't know if this is universal now, but I went to the SmackDown USA Network debut. That did not happen one time. They didn't do that one time. That show just felt like we were watching a two-hour show, and there were no awkward moments during a commercial break where they just turned the lights off and played some stupid video. They used to do that all the time. They did not do that for this show. Now, we got a special caller. Yes, Lenny.
Hello, Brian. Hello, chat. Hello, people.
Mike's here, too.
Hello, Mike. I didn't forget you.
Okay, what's up?
So let me just start this off by saying no wrestling TV show should be 3 hours in the year of 2024. Not WWE, not AEW. No.
What are you going to say when AEW goes to 3 hours, Lenny? What are you going
right.
to say when Dynamite becomes a three-hour show?
I'm going to say the same exact thing that I just said. No
okay.
wrestling promotion should have a three-hour show. I don't.
My God,
want
we agree
AEW.
On something.
He's right.
I don't want it for AEW. I lived through it with WCW, and you're just stretching yourself thin creatively when you have 3 hours to fill. And mind you, AEW from a bell-to-bell standpoint is absolutely crushing it right now. 3 hours is a touch much. And I'm hoping it doesn't go that way. I'm praying it doesn't go that way. But, yeah. The other
Jared,
thing
add one to the Lenny is right counter for me, please. Go ahead, Lenny.
It's John today.
The other thing I wanted to call, I wanted to just point out, because I heard you mention this a few days ago, and I'm not sure if, I guess AEW wasn't obvious enough about it. But with the Nigel McGuinness-Brian Danielson match, so they actually aired a best of Nigel McGuinness playlist from his ROH days to kind of get folks up to speed on who he is. In case
go quick, we got to go to
know.
A break.
But the match is happening. They're not going
to. Well, of
advertise
course, the match is happening. Thank you, Lenny. We got to head to a break here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
We'll be right back. keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, I know the match is happening. The people listening to this know the match is happening, I think. But I don't know. Because the fact of the matter is, in the 1 week between last week's Dynamite and this week's Dynamite, in the 1 week since they announced that match might take place, they sold 710 tickets to Arthur Ashe. 710. In 7 days. They averaged 102 tickets a day. 102 tickets a day for 7 days. Okay? So what that tells me is you should have announced the match is actually happening. Because that tells me that this maybe it will, maybe it won't is ineffective at selling tickets. Or people just don't care about the match. I like to think people care about the match. So them not announcing this on the go-home show for Arthur Ashe was just astounding to me. But that's what they did. Yes?
Can I say something that might be unpopular here? Because I remember Nigel McGuinness and Samoa Joe and Brian Danielson and all those guys going at it. That was a long time ago, and a lot of people didn't see that. They didn't collect DVDs. They have no idea. And they know Nigel is this great wrestler reputed to be, and they may have seen highlights, but that's not something that you can really hang your hat on.
Well, we had a text message here about TNA events and if they've gone up anything, and have ratings, buy rates improved as well. Yes, buy rates are up. Attendance is up. Ratings are not up at all, but subscriptions to their service are also up. So the NXT AEW deal has helped NXT TNA has helped TNA a lot. We're out of time, everybody. It was a fun Friday. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.